Many people have heard about the fictional character James Bond, also known as Special Agent 007. This character was created in 1953 by Ian Fleming, who wrote 12 books about him. These books have had a huge success all over the world. They have been an inspiration for comics, films, video games, and even children's toys. How did the author decide on the name for the special agent? He was inspired by an American man who was called James Bond and was a bird expert. In fact, he wrote many books about the subject. Fleming had one of his books and liked the author's name because it was very simple, so he decided that it was perfect for the character. He actually wanted his character to be an ordinary man to whom exciting things happened by chance. This was a very different concept to the James Bond we are used to seeing in the films. Bond's character was based on people that Fleming had met in the Navy during World War II. Among these people was his brother Peter, who was involved in secret agent activities in Greece and Norway. In addition, Fleming also included some of his own war experiences, as well as the names of his relatives and school friends. He also included some of his personal traits. For instance, like Bond, he enjoyed playing golf, gambling, and eating scrambled eggs. Fleming had visited the Caribbean island of Jamaica during the war, and he had fallen in love with it. He loved it so much that in 1946 he had bought some land there and built a small house that he called Goldeneye. It is possible that the name of the house came from a secret operation he had been involved in during the war. Although the bungalow was small and not at all comfortable or luxurious, it was a perfect place for Fleming to concentrate on his writing. In the 1950s, Fleming wrote for a newspaper. However, he spent each January and February in Jamaica writing James Bond stories. He later said that he would never have been able to write so many stories if he hadn't had those annual holidays. The location he wrote from also helped inspire the setting for his books and contributed to making them so famous. People enjoyed reading about such exotic destinations as they didn't travel much in the 1950s. The James Bond novels stay as appealing today as they were in the past, and each new generation enjoys reading about his adventures.